Anything, man.
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Như lên tạo công Chúa
Let's
Giêsu
pray.
cho sự sinh sống cảm xin
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
Ni thân tài cho mình ở tại bất đồng là địa phương cho Ni chẳng những đại đạo cho Ni
Thank you for blessing us from different places and bring us here.
đại đạo Ni điện trong
And bring us to your house.
Nông cô Nhận thức Ni Hoặc trong Ni Miền Phương Tư Trung
So we can know you and live in front of you.
Tôi mến xin xin Ni Đức Ân Điển
We thank you for your grace.
Ân Tài Jin Tiên Đức 一切的敬，你的儿女们在你面前的敬拜，也赐下你的话语，恩高高莫讲的、听的、同的造就。
And bless your sons and daughters in front of him, and also bless the speaker and whoever is listening to our words.
我们一起来敬拜你，
And we will worship you together.
祷告奉耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
所以在耶稣在世的时候，有很多人都来寻找他。
When Jesus is on this earth, many people came looking for him.
在过去这2000多年来，更有更多的千千万万的人来寻找过了他。
For past 2,000 plus years, millions and millions of people coming to seek him.
每个来寻找耶稣的人，可能都带着不同的动机，有些是自发要来认识耶稣。
And different people come here with different motivation. Some of them are self-motivated to know Jesus.
以前就有一个在实习大学的一个博后，他就自己。打车到找到这个教会来认识耶稣，后来就信了耶稣啊。
And in our church, there used to be a postdoc student in from Stony Brook University taking an Uber by himself to this church and met Jesus.
我们教会刚刚成立的时候，那时候还不在这个地方，还有要到礼拜堂卖人寿保险的，因为有很多华人啊。结果他来了。就最后，他就自己信了耶稣，一直在这个教会里面。
Many years ago, when this church was founded, there was an insurance salesperson who came here and tried to sell insurance and later met Jesus too.
有些可能就来看看试试耶稣能不能安慰人，他们啊，能不能在这里得到安慰，得到医治。有些是他的朋友带来邀请来，或者甚至是驾着来的。
And some just come here for some comfort in their life. Some are come here because they're convinced or even forced by their friends.
来的人认识了耶稣之后，生命被改变，喜乐满满。
Some who came, their life got changed, were full of joy.
但是很可惜，我们也见过一些人，他们是忧忧愁愁的离开哈，希望不会这样。
But also we met people who came and left with a lot of sorrow.
好，我们今天刚才所念的经文，大部分我们可能在圣诞节的时候，节期中间，我们都。听过这样有关的经文，是有关博士来寻找犹太的王。
The scripture we read, we already preached during the last Christmas, which is about Magi who came to seek their king.
不是上个圣诞节，但是一般圣诞节，你们都会，大家基本都会听到类似的
It's
信息
normally being preached in every Christmas.
从上下文来看，我们知道这位犹太人的王啊，就是一个小孩子，小孩子就是耶稣基督，他刚刚生下来没多久。
And based on the context of the scripture, this king is the baby Jesus.
这些博士大概啊，就是最早来寻找耶稣的人群之一啊。
And the Magi described in the script are probably the earliest group of people who are seeking Jesus.
那除了这些。博士，我们发现这段经文里面，这十二节经文里面还有其他的人，所以我们今天可能从几方面来思考，来寻找耶稣的人，还有寻找人的神。
Other than them, we can also see there are other group of people who can be categorized into other categories. So we'll start reading the scripture from two points. One is those who seek Jesus, and the other is the Christ that seeks people.
第一群是博士，他们从中方来寻找耶稣。
The first group is those Magi who came from the East who seeking Jesus.
他们在从东方来，他们问那生下来做犹太之人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见了 特来拜他。
they came from the east and asking who is that baby who was born, and we saw the star, we came from the east to worship him.
博士，博士，PhD。
The Magi here are not nowadays we call it PhD.
我老婆以前说过，她的同行跟他们说，PhD 是什么？就是 possibly, hopefully, a degree。
My wife used to saying PhD is that.
当然，有不少中文的译本将这个字博士翻成是智者 （wise man）。
Most Chinese version of the Bible translate those Magi people as wise men.
wise man 呢？如果我们回到但以理书里面将这个智者这个 wise man 中文翻作哲士但是你如果从上下文来说，好像也包括其他的。但以理书2章2节，就是尼布加尼撒做了一个梦的时候，将行俗事、用法术的、行邪术的，还有加勒底人招来，他们后面你说是哲士，就是 wise man。
But back in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, a wise man also can be described as magicians, sorcerers, or astrologers. But in general, we call them just wise men.
所以新译本干脆就将它翻成是星想家或者是智者。
So in the New Testament, or New Translation, we just call them in general wise men.
所以这些人可能跟中国古代那个青天剑类似我们看见一些小说四大文学里面讲到看将星要降下来等等
So in ancient China, those group of people might be similar to the people in the astronomical bureau
所以，
who can look at astronomy and predict
对，
make
所以可
prediction.
能这些博士是听过以色列人他们出迦南，在迦南地的时候要进到迦南地，在出埃及之后要降到迦南地，巴兰那个假先知巴兰他说的神借着他讲了一个预言说将来有一位在民数记24章里面，将来有一位要掌权的。他要出在以色列地，你们要来敬拜他，所以他们就来看见这个星，他们就出来，来从东方要来找这个犹太人的王。
Those wise men might be very familiar with the Old Testament and know Balaam's prophecy when the Israelites enter Canaan.
这里必有一杖从以色列出来，一杖就是scepter，就是那个玉骰拿着杖。
Because in Old Testament it says a ruler will come out of Jacob, and rule the whole Israel.
所以，当这些博士看见这个特别的星，就不惜长途跋涉来寻找朝拜犹太人的王。那
Therefore, when those wise men saw this special star, they came a long way to worship.
那圣经没有记载这个是怎么样的星应该不是一般的星。以前有人说天文可以推到耶稣出生。大概那段时间有几个行星连在一起，所以变成一个很特别亮的一个行星。
The Bible never specifically described what kind of star it looks like, but there are historians who use modern day science to predict. Back then, there is some special astronomy going on when Jesus was born.
但是这个应该不是一般的流星，也不是所谓这些星。连在一起的一个特别对的行星，而是一颗神在历史上面使用的一颗特别的星。
Although we don't know whether it's true, but at least we know it's not just a normal star. It must be something special.
因为第9节里面，我们发现这个星会出现，而且它会突然出现，行在这些博士的前头，一直行到小孩子住的地方，而且停在那上面。
Because we know from reading verse 9 that this star will all of a sudden show up ahead of them and stop over the place where the child was born.
所以是特别神使用的一些超自然的现象
So this must be very supernatural by God.
所以博士从东方来，传说一般的传统是说 是从波斯从巴比伦这个地来，但圣经没有具体记载在东方哪里，只是说从东方来而已。
And back then, from the east, those wise men, we probably will mostly judge that they are from Persian or Babylon, but without knowing the detail.
我们一般在圣诞节的时候也认为，可能是传统是认为有三个博士，因为他们奉上黄金、乳香、没药来敬拜奉给耶稣，所以我们认为是传统是认为是三个。
And traditionally, we categorize, we think it's three of them because they presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh, as the gifts.
但是你如果看这段圣经，你没有发现是有多少个但是从翻译本在希腊文原文翻译本，你是知道那是个复数，博士们不是一个博士。
But in any scriptures, Bible never describes how many, or exact three. At least we know from the Greek translation, it's multiple of them.
所以这些博士在他们同时代的人称为智者。可能他们比他们同时代的人更有学问，也可能因为会比平常的人更有一些操练，所以他们可以观星象等等
And those wise men at the time, among others, might be just know more, have more knowledge, and practice more things.
博士也不是因为他们有个 PhD 的头衔而比别人更聪明、更有学问。
And definitely not because they have a higher degree or just because simply they're smarter.
箴言里面告诉我们什么是博士，什么是真智慧，他们什么是智者敬畏耶和华是真正的有智慧。
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以感谢主，我们大部分也是从东方来从中间也不少博士可能我们也希望我们也像这些智者能够来到神的面前，我们可能开始的时候略略只是听过有关耶稣的事，愿意来寻找耶稣，更了解他。
And praise the Lord, everybody seated here, most of us are coming from the East as well. And some of you also got the PhD degree. We might just start to know Jesus while listening to his name, know his stories, but hopefully everybody can get to know him more and more.
我们可能也跟耶稣同时代的人那样，听见耶稣能够医治、能够安慰，而来看能不能解决我们的问题。
We might also come to the church and try to see if Jesus' healing can solve our own problems.
而最终，我们真的亲眼能够经历到耶稣，认识他、敬拜他。那希望我们无论是来的时候是抱着什么的原因，我们都能够寻到耶稣，过一个丰盛的。不一样的声音。
And hopefully, no matter what kind of reason drive you to church, initially, hopefully you can all experience Jesus and have a different, abundant life.
那这些博士虽然是付上长途跋涉代价，从远方来寻找这个犹太的王，但是他们却好像没有找对地方。
Initially, when they spend a lot of time and effort to came from the east to seek Jesus, seems like they didn't find the proper place at the beginning.
好像这个星只是他们将他们从东方带来，引到犹太地，有可能只是在伯利恒附近，之后就好像不见了大致的方向。那当然，这个由伯利恒离耶路撒冷不远就在耶路撒冷的南边，大概9公里的地方，所以走路你走2个小时可以走得到。
The star guided them to somewhere near Jerusalem, and the Bethlehem, the city actually is about 6 miles away from Jerusalem, which is about 2 hours walk.
所以，可能这些博士认为，既然是犹太人的王，理所当然应该是在圣在皇宫里面，在耶路撒冷，所以他们就跑到耶路撒冷去。
And naturally, if it's a true prince of Jews, those wise men thought they should the baby should be born within the palace of Jerusalem.
结果到了耶路撒冷。一点都没有见到有皇太子生下来的庆祝的痕迹，
Upon
痕
arrival
迹。
at Jerusalem, there's no celebration going on to celebrate the prince.
到处打听，结果好像发现人心，弄得人心惶惶，大家都是 人都心里不安。
And oft look for the news. Most people got disturbed by this piece of news.
为什么心里不安？因为现在在犹太地做王的统治的这位希律王，他不是犹太的人的王，他不是犹太人，他却在犹太地做王。
Why Jewish people feel disturbed or troubled? Because the king at the time who ruled them, the king, the herald, is not a Jewish themselves, but the ruler of them.
历史记载，这位大希律王，他是一位大有才华、大有能力。但也是一个奸诈残暴的统治者。
According to historical books, this ruler, king, the herald, he's great. He's very capable, but at the same time, he's very brutal and very sneaky.
他甚至杀害了自己的岳父、
He
第一
even
任的妻子，还有他的两个亲生的儿子。
killed his father-in-law, his first wife, and his biological two
对。
sons.
现在听见有一个人要做犹太人的王出来了，那还得了，是吗？
So naturally, with this king in control, if it comes another king, what's going to happen?
所以希律王叫了博士来，细细的查问一番，假意欲要去拜这个新生王，实体却要去杀了他。
Therefore, this king, the herald, gathered all the high priests and scribes and tried to know where that kid will be born and will kill him.
他最后也确实屠杀了在伯利恒附近2岁以内的男孩。
And this king did what he wanted. He executed all the babies, all the kids under age of two around Bethlehem.
所以有人啊，根据这件事，2岁以内的男孩被屠杀，认为可能耶稣那时候已经是2岁的孩子啊，不是我们在圣诞节看见。这些博士来到马槽里面去朝见耶稣。
And based on this historical event, people are predicting at the time, baby Jesus is probably already 2 years old, but instead of a newborn baby.
啊，究竟是不是2岁？这个我们也不知道，因为圣经没有详细的记载哈，我们只能猜。
We don't know if that's true, because Bible didn't describe it exactly.
但是我们可以知道的，就是这个时候耶稣已经是不是在马槽里面。因为圣经里面告诉我们，将心将他们这些博士引到耶稣住的那个房子。
But at least we know that at the time the baby Jesus is no longer sit in the manger because we know that the star attracted the wise man to the house.
而且这件事之后，天使就告诉耶稣的父母。要将他带到埃及，哈，所以他们就走了。那之前在这中间，耶稣是被带到圣殿里面行奉献礼的。那一般男孩子当时的礼仪就是，男孩子生下来40天之后才到圣殿里面奉献。
And according to the Jewish tradition, within 40 days
After 40 days。
after the 40th day of the boy's birth, they'll be brought to the temple for some ceremony. So at least we know Jesus was more than 40 days old at the time.
所以肯定这个时候是耶稣不是一个在马槽哈，在一个房子里面。
Therefore, the baby was no longer in the manger at the time.
所以回到希律王哈，无论他是这个人，无论是多么的雄才伟略，多么的厉害凶残，大有权势的王。
Let's look at back to King Herod. No matter how great he was,
这个人逼迫了耶稣之后没多久，他们就去世了。
he passed away soon after he prosecuted Jesus.
历史上面我们知道，大希律大概是公元前4年去世，那所以说耶稣大概是公元前4到6年出生是一般是教会传统这样。
And based on history, this King Herod passed away
About 4 BC。
around 4 BC. So we can know that Jesus probably was born around 6 or 4 BC.
所以诗篇里面哈，诗篇第37篇35节告诉我们，我见过恶人大有势力，好像一棵青翠树在本土生长。有人经过那里，不料它没有了，我也寻找它，却寻不着。
Chapter 37 of Psalm. I have seen a wicked and ruthless man flourishing like a luxuriant native tree, but he soon passed away and was no more. Though I looked for him, he could not be found.
我们发现了各个世代之中都有蛮有成就、蛮有霸业的人，或者统治的体系，尽心要消灭基督跟他的跟随他的人，但是他们是结果是怎么样？
And throughout the history, we're not short of people like King Herod or powerful groups who once are great and trying to completely eliminate Christianity, but what they end up with.
我们有历史来给我们证明，是吗？看这历史，你就发现，好像基督耶稣一直掌权到现今，每次逼迫信耶稣的人，就反而会更多。
And history has proved and over that prosecution from those powerful men or groups never end well. And every time that happened, Christianity grew.
有人说，历史就是他的故事啊，英文这样翻过来。
Therefore, we say history is his story.
历史是见证耶稣基督。
It's a testimony of Jesus Christ.
希律不但查问这些博士，他也找了祭司长跟文士来问这件事发生究竟发生在哪里。
King Herod not only questioned those wise men, but also gathered his chief priests and scribes and tried to understand when this event will happen.
那这些祭司长跟文士，他们是精通圣经的人啊，就是当时他们的旧约圣经，知道先知说过的话。
Those chief priests and scribes, they were experts at the time who fully understand Old Testament and remember everything described by the prophets.
所以，当希律一问，基督当身在何处的时候，基督就是受膏者，就是这个王哈，一般王受膏了。当身在何处的时候，他们就立刻能够隐身。祖前700年，弥迦先知弥迦在弥迦书里面所说的话。
Therefore, the moment King Herod asked those Chief priests can answer based on prophet Micah's words in Old Testament,
就是打在上面的弥迦书第5章2节里面。
which is printed here. But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be a ruler over Israel. Whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
对，所以这些文士跟祭司长可能并不是一个字一个字的来 quote 来引用弥迦的话，但是这个意思是类似的哈。
Maybe at the time those chief priests didn't quote the Old Testament word by word, but that's really what they mean.
但是你很奇怪，就会觉得很奇怪，这是犹太人的宗教领袖哈，祭司长跟文士他们熟悉圣经。大致是当时的宗教领袖啊，这些犹太人的宗教领袖虽然知道圣经的预言，也能够立刻将弥迦书的话引出来，但是好像却没有像东方的博士来的一样。这些东方的博士他们不是犹太人，他们从东方来，不像这些东方的博士来一样这么渴慕来朝见耶稣和这位王。
But think back, it's very strange that those chief priests and scribes, although they are the leader of the Jewish people at the time, and they're also familiar with the Old Testament, but they're not as humble and as willing for to worship this true king.
博士从远方，东方，从东方长途跋涉来到犹太地来，敬拜这位犹太人的王。那这些犹太人的宗教的领袖，他们人在犹太地， 熟悉神在圣经里面的预言，但是现在听见有人从东方来寻找这王要敬拜他，他们好像确实好像是无动于衷，没有什么反应。
The wise man came a long way from the east, tried to worship the true king, but those priests and scribes, they are at the spot, but they have no sensitivity of the prophecy
好像
that they already know.
没有起心要寻找这位王哈，
And they have no willingness to look for this king either.
所以你如果从他们回复希律王的话，好像而且对照啊，他们所说的跟弥迦书的预言，好像他们也没有留意到弥迦书里面是讲到在以色列中这位为我掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
Although after being questioned by King Herod, they quoted Book of Micah, that there will be a ruler over Israel whose origin are from the old, from ancient times.
Yeah. 在马太福音里面，他们是漏掉了，没有讲这个，它的根源是从亘古就来，从太初就有啊。
It described in Book of Matthew, they skipped this key evidence.
根源从亘古，从太初有，初有就是讲到这一位王，他是从永远到永远就是有的那一位，他就是永在的王，永远的王。
From the scripture reads, whose origin are from old, from ancient times, is a testimony that this came from the beginning.
所以他们好像没有意识到这位王就是神，基本上他们是无视于这位他们所等候的王，他们也无视于神的话，好像圣经归圣经，跟他们的生命、跟他们生活、甚至是他们宗教生活没有任何的关系。
So this high priests and scribes definitely skip this detail and completely ignore and did and just don't even understand this evidence. Seems like they just act as religious leaders but without a real practice.
所以这些宗教领袖就算好像是漠视耶稣，他们也没有将他们信仰、宗教信仰带到他们生活中间。那我们呢？我们也有圣经，是吗？甚至我们从小或者在我们母胎中间就被带来礼拜堂敬拜耶稣，但是我们自己有多认识耶稣基督啊？基督是不是我们的生命？是不是我们敬拜的对象？这是我们要常常思想。
Those so-called leaders completely bypassed the evidence and bypassed the birth of the king. But think about us. We probably come to church every Sunday or even when we were little, brought by our parents. But are we like those religious leaders that bypassed Jesus?
那我们耶稣是不是我们生命的王？是我们生命的主？是不是我真正敬拜的对象？这是我们要常常思想啊。
Are we treating the Jesus as our king in our life? This is a question we need to think over and over.
回到第三节里面讲到，希律王听见这个犹太的王新生王，他心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
In the verse number 3, it says, when King Herod was disturbed, all Jerusalem with him.
人心惶惶，相信有一大部分是因为现在做王的这一位是个残暴的王，又是有能力，而且大希律啊，他是有罗马人为他撑腰的。
People are disturbed, probably and most likely because the king at the time, King Herod, he is pretty capable, but also he's very brutal and backed by the powerful Romans.
在某种程度上面呢。大希律确实也给以色列人带来短暂的和平跟经济上的繁荣。
And to some extent, at the time, King Herod did brought some temporary peace and some economic thriving to people of Israel.
我们知道，在历史上面记载，在大希律的治下，罗马人确实给犹太人有一些有限度的短暂的自由跟自治那现在有一个不是希律家的人的新生王生下来，那会带来什么样的动乱没有？会带来什么样后果？
And based on history, during King Herod's time, there were some peaceful time and some prosperity time. But with the new king come, What's going to happen, which is very uncertain to the people of Israel.
C 律虽然残暴，但是 C 律确实也花了46年啊，帮助这些以色列，我们的以色列人帮助我们不但维修这个第二圣殿，而且扩展这个第二圣殿。
King Herod was indeed brutal and cruel, but at the same time spent 46 years rebuilt the second temple for Israel.
而且不但重建，而且将它扩展所以它也不错嘛。
Not only rebuilt the temple but also extended to a bigger size. So that sounds pretty good.
所以这些人民不安，是因为他们害怕希律现在要消灭这个新生王，带来专政，带来动荡，改变他们的生活吗？
So maybe those people who are afraid, who are disturbed, are worried that the King Herod will kill this true king and life will be changed.
是不是有一天他们要面临要做一个选择，要选择这个犹太的王呢，还是选择这个现在给他们带来一个一些繁荣，一些好处，但是不是一个正统的残暴的王？
Maybe their worry also includes a difficulty in making a choice. Should they choose the real king, or should they just pick this illegitimate temporary king, but who is doing pretty okay?
可能他们也像在以赛亚，在以利亚的时代他们以利亚问那些当时的以色列人，他们三心两意要到什么时候？要顺从耶和华是神吗？还是顺从他们在迦南地要敬拜的龙神巴利？
Which is this is a very similar to what happened in the Old Testament, the book of Elijah, where prophet Elijah questioned people, how long will you waver between two op opinions, your true king or the fake one, Balaam?
那我们自己又怎么样？我们作为信耶稣的人，我们愿意跟从耶稣呢？还是跟从世上的风俗？还是世上一些成功的标准？
And what about us looking at ourselves? Are we following Jesus, the scripture, or we sometimes just follow this world, the world standards?
我愿意跟从耶稣，是不是凡事我都跟从呢？还是只是5%、10%来跟从。
When we claim to follow Jesus, are we just following him 10% of the time or 100%?
这是我们每个人都要在神面前诚实的回答的一个问题
This is something we need to disclose in front of God, honestly. Everybody would have to.
我知道我是没有100%的凡事跟从耶稣。
I know for me, myself, I'm not following him 100%.
但是我相信，神会在我们每个愿意跟从他的人身上工作加力。有一天，我们可以越来越多的完全的跟从耶稣，奉献给耶稣。
But I believe that God will work on and strengthen those who are willing to.
所以，博士可能听过有关耶稣的预言，看见他的心，就远远的跑来寻找敬拜他。
So those wise men, they might already have heard all these prophecies that therefore the moment they saw the star, they came and to worship him.
叙利王召集了祭司长和文士，问明了这个犹太王的信息。明明知道这是神的旨意，却仍然要立意要去消灭这个王。
In contrast, King Herod knew the prophecy and also gathered all the experts he has, knew the true king is born, but still want to kill him.
祭司长和文士应该是熟悉圣经的人，但是结果却漠视其中的言语。
And the third group, which is those high priests and scribes, they knew the scripture really well. They're very knowledgeable of the Bible. They know what's going on, but they still ignore what's happening.
那我们对这位王的态度又是怎么样呢？我们会像这些以色列人三心两意吗？我们听到有关耶稣的信息，我们各会怎么样啊？
And the fourth group of people are us. Are we just like those who don't know how to choose one or the other?
这里是有一群来寻找耶稣的人，听到耶稣的人有不同的反应，但是我们想深层我们会发现， 我们这些人愿意寻，能够愿意寻找耶稣，我们从东方来，从不同的地方来，愿意寻找耶稣，其实也是神要寻找我们的一个后果。
So far, we've been focused on different groups of people seeking Jesus, seeking God. But if we look deeper, it's actually the other way. God is the one who make us to seek Him.
古圣徒奥古斯丁是这样说哈，大致哈，他说，直到人歇息在神里面，人的心不能有真正的安息。
Saint Augustine once said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart are restless until they rest in you."
更有人将这个展生的 illustrate。解释哈，就是我们每个人的心里面都一块空缺，只有神的形象能够填满这个空缺。
An easier explanation of this is everybody feel emptiness inside, and we always find stuff to fill this emptiness.
所以这是为什么人一直要追求某些来填满他这个神心中的空缺。
And that's why human us always chasing something, that something to fill the gap.
这些某些有可能是一些物质上面、感情上面、宗教上面、精神上面的一些追求。
And this something can be something physical, something spiritual or religious.
我十几岁的时候初中、高中可能初中初中二三年十几岁都对宗教没有任何的兴趣，比较接受中国儒家修身。齐家治国的一些思想
When I was young in my middle school, high school age, I have zero interest in Christianity and
in
I
any religion.
in any religion. I'm more prone into traditional Confucius belief.
那时候，对，那时候还不敢，有点谦虚，不敢说平天下没那么，但是治国有这样的野心。
Those Confucius teachings were calm yourself and raise a good family. Those values align with my values back then.
有一段时间，我特别的反对宗教，认为宗教就是人民的鸦片，不认为有神。
And even to some extreme, I had a period of time in my young age that I'm very against religion. I feel like religion is just like a opioid.
到了年纪长一点，大概20岁左右经历一些在我认为不可能的事之后，才学习谦卑一点。觉得可能还是有神吧。
And later in my 20s, after experiencing something unexpected, something magical, I started to get humble a little bit and started to think maybe there is a God.
可能不能太武断说这没有神，但是如果真的有神的话，那不管是东方的神、西方的神，只要不是迷信，也就可以哈。
And I realized back then that I cannot just decisively say God doesn't exist. There must be a God. It may be coming from the east or come from the west. As long as he's a good God, I'm okay with it.
As long as we're not superstitious, we're okay.
As long as we're not being superstitious.
所以那时候我认为，条条大路都通罗马，所有的宗教都是劝人为善，都是好的所以我们可以随着不同的宗教，可以到神面前其实那时候我对任何的宗教其实都没一点都不了解。
Even though at the time I have no deep understanding of any religion, but I do agree that all roads leads to Rome.
我对任何宗教是没有研究的，但是可以自大来做这样的一个定论
Without deep understanding, I just jump into the conclusion that all religions are more or less good.
感谢神，他没有将我从他的口里面将气吐出来，没有将我捏扁，而在我生命中不同的时间段、不同的地点、不同的社会、政治、文化的环境下成长，不同的。在顺境中间、逆境中间，神使用不同的人、不同的基督徒，多次多方的介入我的生命，使我最终能够认识并接受耶稣是神的儿子。
And praise the Lord, God never just put me up there in that state forever. But through good times and bad times, different people, different things I went through, God finally make me know him.
耶稣是唯一的道路、真理、生命，接着他，我才可以到父神面前。
I realized at the end that he's the only way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus.
啊，其他的宗教哈，只能给我们看见，借着我们的努力，我们是行事为人，我们是达不到神的标准，也到不了神的面前。
All other religions are telling us, even though we work hard, we can never meet God's standards and we can never be in front of Him.
这些博士从东方远道长途跋涉来寻找这个犹太人的王，但是却没有走对的地方。
These wise men who came all the way far away from the east tried to seek the king, but at the end they didn't nail that exact place.
啊，就像人借着各样的宗教、修炼、各样的教导来寻找神，最终是寻不到神，找不到对的道路。
Just like so many of us, through practicing many religion, many different religious practice, you can never find this true king.
唯有神他自己成为人，成为我们每个人的道路、真理跟生命。接着他在十字架上面的替死，使我们成为一部通到天上的梯子。我们才可以认识他。
Only God Himself, who come down to this earth with flesh and die for us on the cross, become a ladder that for us to connect with the God. That's the only way we can face our Savior.
约翰福音里面，耶稣告诉门徒：“哈，你会看见，天，在我身上，人子被挂起来看见门在我身上那上下到天上去哈。所以，我们借着耶稣，我们才可以成为一个新造的人，有一个新的心，每天被更新，而且有个每天更靠近耶稣生命。
Therefore, through Jesus, that's the only way we can renew ourselves, renew our mind, have a new life.
所以这件事件不断告诉我们，我们人寻找神，神也是一位引导人来寻找他的神，他愿意被人寻找的一位神。
So through this, we can tell that it's not just human, us, that looking for God, but also God who is seeking people.
神借着一颗星将博士从东方带到犹太地，后来又借着这个星奇迹般的忽然出现，将他们再带到这个孩子、小孩子耶稣他所住的地方，而且停在那个地方的那个房子上面。
Through this special star, God guided those wise men from the east to the place where Jesus was born. And at the time when they missed the location, this star also changed and shined on top of the house where baby Jesus was within.
很多时候，神也借着我们身边的一些人、我们的朋友、我们的亲人，或者在我们身上发生的事，无论是好事坏事，将我们引到他的面前来认识他、接受他的救恩跟生命。
Similarly, for us, God might use our friends, our family, or whoever in our life to guide us through difficulties and to be with Him.
虽然我们不配，也从来没有想过要找神，但是神先介入我们的生命，使我们可以认识他，并且接受他的救恩，得到丰盛的生命。
We never deserve such grace, but that's how God works. God use others to enhance our lives.
但是神不但用环境跟事件来引导我们认识他。神更用圣经来指示我们，引导我们到他的面前。
God not only use people or circumstance, but also directly talk to us through scripture to guide us into him.
可能神借着民数记的预言激动博士的心，所以当他们开始看见、留意、看见这个星的时候，他们就起心来寻找。
Maybe those wise men were inspired by the prophecy in the book of Numbers, So the moment they saw the star, they came look for the king.
但是这里我们也看见神借着弥迦书来纠正博士的观念，耶稣不是生在伯利耶路撒冷，是生在伯利恒。这位新生王啊，是生在伯利恒的马槽里面，不是在耶路撒冷的皇宫里面。
And also God through Book of Micah to correct wise man's thoughts that this newborn king was not born in Jerusalem but in Bethlehem in a manger.
他不但是犹太人的王，他更是我们万民万族的王，他更是永远，从永远到永远永存的神。
Because he's not only the king of Jewish people, but also the king of all humankind. And he was the king since the beginning and will be forever.
神也借着圣经究竟我们不来的观念，无论是对神、对耶稣、对我们自己、对我们的人生观。世界观跟价值观的认知，
Through Bible, God can correct everything we had wrong thought towards him. Towards our standards, our worldly view.
我们在这里，我们可以再想一下：如果博士是因为这颗心就被激动，千里迢迢的来寻找耶稣，那他们是怎么样被激动的呢？
And we can imagine how excited those wise men got inspired and after seeing the star.
Yeah, how were they excited?
How were they excited?
那果真是像民数记那样的预言激动他们呢？那如果是民数记激动他们，那他们又是怎么样被民数记激动呢？民数记怎么能激动他们呢？
If it's only excited by the prophecy and the numbers, how that could be?
这是会不会是可能？会不会是当年被掳到巴比伦的那些神的子民，在为奴的环境下面，给这些博士的先祖们传的一些见证，而他们就一直留意这个预言吗？
Could this be the testimony given by the ancestors of the Of those wise men to God's people who were taken captive to Babylon in those days?
啊，所以，哎呀。如果你记得哈，在列王记下，亚兰人掳掠了一些巴以色列人啊，掳到他们的地方，有个以色列的小女子，在大将军乃曼长大麻风的大将军乃曼家里面啊，这个小女子被掳的小女子，她看见这个乃曼，她长了大麻风，医不好。有怜悯的心，跟他的祖母、跟他的仆人说，建议你去以色列找个先知为你祷告就好了。这些人、这些祖母、这些大将军，怎么会听这个小女子的建议呢？
In the Book of Kings, they described a story where a little girl was kept, was enslaved by the great general Naaman, and she saw the general's face with all the
Leprosy.
leprosy, and he advised them to go to Israel to seeking for help. And how come at the time those people in power would trust this little girl where they captured from Israel.
所以这个小女子在被掳之地，她仍然有怜悯的心，仍然愿意做见证，人家可以因着她的话相信。可能这些被掳到巴比伦的这些犹太人，他们做了见证，激动这些犹博士的先祖一直留意这些预言。
So the little girl at the time was being enslaved, but he can still bear witness to testify God's glory. So maybe the folks in the Book of Numbers were doing the same.
请问。你我也愿不愿意在这些环境里面，甚至不好的环境里面，还是愿意继续为耶稣做见证呢？
So same question to you. Even under bad times, are you willing to bear witness to testify for God?
神借着顺境、逆境不同的人介入我们的生命里面，唤醒我们的心来寻找他。
Even good times or bad times, God is talking to us through different people and try to wake us up.
希望我们不会像西律王或者这些祭司这样啊，漠视他，敌对他。
And hopefully we're not act like a King Herod or those so-called priests and scribes to ignore God's.
反之，希望我们都能像这些东方来的博士，趁耶和华、趁神还可以寻找的时候，寻找他，能够相近的时候，求告他。
And hopefully we can all act like those wise men from the East.
啊，最后也愿意我们在这里每个寻找、虚心寻找他的人，能够寻找到耶稣，生命被改变，啊，专心一生跟从耶稣，做一个愿意奉献敬拜耶稣的人生。
I hope everyone seated here who is looking still, finally find the true Jesus and let him transform your life.
无论在逆境还顺境中间，都能够借着我们的生命，借着我们的言语，见证神的信实与慈爱。
And no matter you're going through good or bad things at the moment,
成为别人指向耶稣的人。成为指向耶稣的人，好，我们一起祷告。耶稣，我们谢谢你的恩典。我们原来就是不认识你、敌对你、与你为仇的人，但是主，你在的恩，在你的恩典里面，你伸出你的手，拯救我们，使我们能够认识你，更新我们的生命。我们献上感谢，你恩待我们，建造我们，引导我们，每天过讨你喜悦的生活，越来每天越来越像你。我们谢谢你，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
Amen.